And now we're going to begin to change those thoughts and feelings that have been preventing us from loving ourselves totally and unconditionally. And we're going to do this by using the basic tools for change, prayer and meditation. As students of truth, we know that in order to make a change in our outer world, we must first make a change in consciousness. We must change those thoughts and feelings that are responsible for the outer manifestation. And this change in consciousness is brought about only through the use of prayer and meditation. And so now, let's prepare to do this. Prepare to change our thoughts and feelings about ourselves and about certain conditions and circumstances which we're experiencing and which we want to change. In beginning this time of meditation, simply settle back and relax in your own way. Become comfortable in both mind and body. And for just a few moments to begin with, we might concentrate very easily and effortlessly on relaxing the mind and body. If we find that there is some part of our body temple that is not relaxing as we would like it to do, then right now, let's begin to speak to it words of peace and relaxation. And simply say to it, relax and be at peace. Relax and be at peace. And if there is some thought or certain thoughts that seem to be intruding upon the quiet of your mind, then right now, don't resist them. Don't try to fight them off, but simply allow them to come in. And once again, very easily, gently, effortlessly, begin to speak words of peace to them and tell them to relax and be at peace. Relax and be at peace. And now simply observe them and watch them move right on out of your consciousness. You are now relaxed in mind and body. And you are now prepared to love yourself into wholeness. And in order to do this, we're going to be working with a certain technique. And that is the use of the mirror of your mind, the imaging faculty of mind. You're going to be drawing certain mental pictures and allowing yourself to concentrate on those. You're going to begin to change the picture in some instances, but in all cases, you're going to change your thoughts about that mental picture. And once the thoughts about the mental picture have been changed, then a corresponding change in the outer must be produced. For once again, the law states, as in mind, so in manifestation. As in heaven, so on earth. And now, in the mirror of your mind, I want you to begin drawing a picture of that physical part of yourself that you have had trouble in loving and accepting. Without resistance, easily, gently, and effortlessly, let a picture of that physical part begin to form in the mirror of your mind. If you find within yourself feelings of resistance toward this, then once again, very simply relax and know that there is nothing to fear, that you can very objectively observe the image of that physical part of yourself without becoming upset and without giving power to any negative feelings that you have about it. Simply know that God within you is your strength, and God within you is taking you through this experience successfully, for it is for a good purpose, in order that you may love yourself to wholeness, and through this wholeness of mind and body, experience the happiness and the success and the fulfillment in life that is yours by divine right. So now, as that picture of that physical part of yourself that you wrote down on the piece of paper begins to form itself, begin to speak to it, and speak to it words of love and blessing. Say to it, "You know, I've had trouble for a long time now in accepting and loving you. But right now, I consider that to be an attitude of the past. For I no longer condemn you nor criticize you, but I see you for what you are, and that is as a part of me. You are an extension of my own spiritual self, formed according to my understanding, but nevertheless still an extension of my own spiritual self. In your own way, you are good and you are beautiful, for you are an extension of God in me. All thoughts of condemnation toward you are now dissolved. I love you, I bless you, and I accept you, for you are me." And now, after having spoken these words of love and blessing and acceptance to that physical part, begin to let the picture dissolve. Easily and effortlessly, let it dissolve on its own. Simply release it, knowing that God's perfect work has been done. Through this process, you have changed your thought about that particular physical part of yourself, and thereby you have loved it and your thoughts about it into wholeness. Release it and let it go. And now, in the mirror of your mind, begin to draw a picture of yourself in relation to that one habit pattern that you identified on the piece of paper. In this mental image, see yourself as you are now in relation to the habit. see yourself acting out that particular habit, whether it be a mental habit or an action habit. See yourself right now acting out in some way that particular habit. Once again, if certain negative feelings begin to rise up within you, then simply relax and gently set them aside. Begin to observe yourself in the mirror of your mind. Do not condemn yourself. And as you continue to observe yourself and this habit pattern that you are holding in thought or acting out in some way, begin to speak once again words of love and blessing to yourself. Say to yourself in the mirror of your mind, "Well, up to now, that's the best that I've been able to do. True, it's not the way that I want to think or feel or act or react, but up to now, it's been the best that I've been able to do. I know that there is a reason as to why I am thinking or feeling or acting or reacting in that way. And I know that in some way this reason has to do with my conditioning in life. But right now I set all those thoughts about prior life conditioning aside. And I release any thought of persons who were involved in the formation of those thought patterns. For right now, as I see myself in the mirror of my mind, I no longer condemn myself for having that habit. I simply know that it's there, and it's the way that I am now, up to this point. And now, through the presence and the power and the activity of God within you, begin to change that picture in the mirror of your mind. Begin to see yourself acting out a new habit pattern, replacing the old with the new. And as you do this, begin to give thanks for the new you that you see being established in the mirror of your mind. Begin to rejoice and be glad in the new you that has now been established. For you are no longer bound to that old habit pattern, but you are now a new creature in God. There is a new you coming forth. And for this, you can give thanks and greatly rejoice. And now, very easily, very gently, and effortlessly, once again, begin to release that picture and release it in the awareness that God's perfect work has been done. The old has been dissolved and the new has been established. First in consciousness and then according to the law of mind action in your outer world. So release the picture. Bless it, and simply let it go. And now we're going to form one final picture in the mirror of our mind. And this has to do with that one thing that you wrote down on your piece of paper, that one act that you are still not happy about, and that is still preventing you from loving yourself into wholeness, preventing you from loving yourself totally and unconditionally. And let this be a picture of yourself in relation to that one thing. Allow yourself to feel what you have been feeling about it, and that is unforgiven. If once again certain negative feelings begin to arise within you, then don't resist them. Simply take your God-given dominion of your consciousness and allow yourself to very quietly set those feelings aside. And now, as you continue to observe yourself feeling unforgiven in the mirror of your mind, begin to draw another person into the picture. And let this be a person for whom you have a great deal of love, and who you feel loves you. It doesn't necessarily have to be someone who was connected with this one past act of omission or commission. It simply has to be someone whom you genuinely care about and who you feel genuinely cares about you. It can be a person who is still with you in this life experience, or who has passed on into another dimension of living. Once again, the important thing is that it be someone whom you feel very close to. And now begin to hear that person speak to you words of love and forgiveness. Begin to hear that person say to you, "You are forgiven. I forgive you for whatever it is that you did in the past." And as you hear these words of forgiveness being spoken to you by this dear one, begin to feel forgiven. Feel forgiveness for yourself. Let it be a part of your consciousness. Let it be a part of your mind and heart. Forgiveness for yourself. And as you continue to hear the words of forgiveness that are being extended to you by this dear one, and as you continue to feel forgiven, then go one step further and begin to feel something even greater. Know that in God's eyes, you were never unforgiven, for His love for you is constant. It never varies. God's forgiveness has always been made available to you through you. For the truth is that there is nothing so terrible that you could have done in the past that would cause God to love you less than He loves you now. And by the same token, there is nothing so wonderful that you could ever do that would cause him to love you more than he loves you now. God's love for you is always the same. The highest, the best possible. Know it, feel it, and accept it for yourself. And now, as you continue to feel God's love and forgiveness for you, as you continue to feel yourself as forgiven, begin to move away from this picture in the mirror of your mind. And as you move away from it, bring with you a feeling of forgiveness for yourself. For this is the truth about you. You are forgiven. All thoughts and feelings of the past concerning that one experience that you have been hanging on to for so long are now dissolved through the forgiving love of God. And as you continue to move away from that picture, begin to feel not only loved by God, but approved as well. Know the truth for yourself, and that is that God has always approved of you. For you are His beloved child, an individualized expression of all that He is. And God is the fullness of love, of joy, of peace, of wisdom. So in feeling God's approval for you, begin to place this seal of approval upon yourself. And to help you to do this, recall to mind for just a moment that experience that Jesus underwent when he was baptized by John. And toward the close of that particular experience, Jesus heard these words, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." My friend, you are God's beloved child, in whom He is well pleased. God loves you and approves of you, now and always. And so in closing, place that seal of approval upon yourself by accepting God's love and approval and by affirming for yourself, "I love myself totally and unconditionally." Together, "I love myself totally and unconditionally." Again, "I love myself totally and unconditionally." And so you do. Amen, and God bless you.